Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Ayin Dalet, and we are on Daf Ayin Dalet. Today's daf is mostly a Mishnah. It's almost all a Mishnah, and then we have one line of Gemara towards the end. Today's daf and Masechta is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. And now we continue with the Mishnah in Maseches Demai as we near the Siyam. We have one more Mishnah after this today's Halacha Zayin, and then we get to Halacha Ches, and then we continue. So the Mishnah says, the Yesod of the Mishnah is, again, as we have been talking about in this parak, you have one has two baskets, and you want to figure out how to take the Trumas Meiser from the baskets. The pshat that we're going to go with is the pshat that Rav Chaim Kanievsky bases his commentary on here, and the pshat that the others do is quoted by in the name of the Ravid, quoted in the name of the Ravid by the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to describe two baskets, and one has to make sure that one covers at least the minimum possibilities to allow the Hafrasha to be correct. And again, we're talking about cases where Truma Gedola is not on the table. Truma Gedola was already taken off, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Lo Iri b'Truma Gedola, She'i Efshar L'Gorin Shetei Akir Belo Truma V'Kfar Nitruma. So Truma Gedola is not on the table, and as we'll see, what we're talking about in terms of the actual Hafrasha is Trumas Meiser. Meiser Rishon could ultimately remain, as we've said, because Meiser Rishon is Mutter to A Yisrael, he would have to just pay the levy for the Meiser Rishon. Meiser Sheni, one could be Podeb. So the only thing we're talking about is Trumas Meiser in mixtures. And as we'll see, if there's a mixture and there is Trumas Meiser in the mixture, I just can't designate where it is, then I would be able to sell the whole thing to a Kohen, because I don't want to take the chance of eating Trumas Meiser, and minusing and taking away the amount of the Trumas Meiser. If I have 101 I'm going to sell, and there's one Trumas Meiser, I could sell it for 100 to the Kohen, just like in cases of Medume, which is not Batal. So here we go. Mea Tevel and Mea Chulin. So first case, as we'll have, I think, four cases in the Mishnah, as we'll see. First case in the Mishnah, Mea Tevel, Mea Chulin. I have a basket of 100, let's say 100 figs, 100 figs of Tevel and 100 figs of Chulin in two baskets, and I need to be Mafrish. So the Chulin, and obviously it's all mixed up, and I don't know what's what. I don't know which is the Chulin. Chulin is Misukanim, and Chulin is Pater. And therefore, I can't take mina pater alachiyev. If I take one out, and how much is needed from 100 tevel and 100 chulin? So the chulin needs nothing. 100 tevel needs one for trumas meiser, because let's say 10% is meiser rishon, and then 10% of that is one. So all I need is one. But you can't just take out one, because that one might be chulin, and that's mina pater alachiyev. And the Tiferes Yisrael explains that we're not talking about a case, why don't you just take tevel from somewhere else, which you know is for sure tevel. There must be, you don't have any other baskets. You don't have any other tevel. If you have other tevel, that would be simple. Just take one from the other tevel to pater the mea tevel that is in front of you. But you don't have any other tevel. So you have mea tevel and mea chul, and it's all mixed up. So what do? No tel mea va'achas. You have to take out 101, because 101 guarantees at least one tevel. Even if 100 are chulin, at least one of them is tevel, and that one is going to be the Trumas Meiser. And you say, the Nusach, this one should be together with another 9 Meiser Rishon, wherever that 9 is. And then this one is going to be Trumas Meiser. And then you're going to give all 101 to the Kohen, because it could all be, you know, it's you don't know which one is the Trumas Meiser. If 100 of it is chulin, that didn't work as the Trumas Meiser. You don't know which one it is. So all 101 are also the Yisrael, because it's not clear which one is the Tevel and which one is the Trumas Meiser. But you can sell it to the Kohen for the price of 100. And then that all 101 goes to the Kohen. And then the other 99 are Misukan. It's either Misukan because it was originally Chulin, or it was the Tevel that is now Misukan. Right? That is case number one, 100 Tevel and 100 Chulin. Let's just read the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, because he explains exactly what we just said. Kishabala hafreshumas ha-maisras, no tel mea ve'echad. You have to take off 101. Kideshiye pogea be'echad vadai Tevel. Shehu shir trumas meiser. So that you definitely have one tevel which could be trumas meiser for this mixture. V'omer, and he says, echa tevel sheyesh kan b'chol makom shehu. One tevel. In this 101, there's at least one tevel. So the one tevel, wherever it is, harehu asui trumas meiser. So that one is going to be trumas meiser. V'no, again, he skipped one line. 10 is going to be Meiser Rishon, and 1 is going to be Trumas Meiser. V'nosin akol l'kohen, and you give all 101 to the kohen, v'lokeach mimenu damim bishvil mea. And he could pay, he could accept money for 100 out of the 101. Avo Meiser Rishon, and also lazarim. Right, so Meiser Rishon, you don't have to worry about in terms of actually taking it out. Kori Lashem b'chol makom shehu b'tzatzvona odromo. Right, you are kori shame on it. Umi truma gedola, as we said, lo mami lo lo iris. That is case number 1, 100 tevel and 100 chulin. Case number 2, mea tevel, mea meiser. So now 100 tevel, 100 meiser Rishon. So here, how many are you going to need altogether? You need 11. Altogether, 11 are going to be Trumas Meiser, because out of the Tevel, same thing, out of the 100 Tevel, there's going to be 10 Meiser Rishon and 1 Trumas Meiser, so 1, and out of the 100 Meiser Rishon, 10% of that is 10. So ultimately, we need 11 Trumas Meiser. So again, you can't just take 11, because if it's all of those might be tevel, and then the 100 Meiser Rishon is not Mesukan, and there's Trumas Meiser in there. Right? And, you know, you have to make sure, you have to cover. So what do? You have to take at least 101. No tel mea ve'achas. No tel mea ve'achas. 101 guarantees at least one from the Meiser Rishon, as we said. And then 11 can be Trumas Meiser from this 101. But again, I don't know where it is, where the Meiser Rishon is. So again, I give all 101 to the Kohen, and I am able to, and the other 99 is mutter, because the other 91 is either was Meiser or was Tevel, but I give 101 to the Kohen, and I could get paid for 90. Right? 11 in here is Trumas Meiser. So that one, 11, has to go to the Kohen straight, but the other 90 in the Tevel, I could get paid for, and the other 99 in my that I get to keep, I'm allowed to eat. Again, let's see the Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Mea tevel mea meiser, hatovel trumas meiser, right? What does meiser here mean? It means the trumas meiser in there. Tashta tzorach lafresh yud aleph the trumas meiser. You need 11 altogether. Again, it's 11 because 1 from the tevel and 10 from the meiser rishon. So you're going to need 11 altogether. So yumen a meiser vechman a tevel. No tomei v'achas, you take 101 mishum meiser. Altogether, you take 101. Di mishum tevel, because if it's just tevel masha tofes, yochol aso trumas meiser al hatevel. What you're holding, right, you're going to make trumas meiser on the tevel. Ela mishum meiser shetzorach lavish ale yud the trumas meiser, but you need at least 10, meaning 11 altogether. You need 10 from the meiser rishon, and 1 for the tevel. V'kivet shemu'u rav kan mea tevel, and since you have 100 tevel here, shema pogea b'tevel. If you just take 11, maybe it'll all be tevel, and you can't make more. V'eni yochal asos trumas meiser. And if it's all tevel, you can't make more than that, right? Trumas meiser. V'lkach, and therefore, no tel mea va'echad, therefore you take 100 and watch. Afilim ala biyado mea tevel, even if 100 are tevel, you at least have Hare Yeshkan Yud Meiser Rishon, you could still have 10 for the Meiser Rishon. Sheyochal Asoson Trumas Meiser L'Makom Acher, because you need to have some from the Meiser Rishon, and then you could take Trumas Meiser Mi Makom Acher from the Tevel also. So as long as you have some, right, from the you take 101, so you have some from the Meiser Rishon and some from the Tevel, so then you are covered. Velo sagi bahaki tahatsarech yud aleph l'chumas meiser. Ukshenotel mea ve'echad aripaga bevadei be'echad meiser. V'nipsash yishlo yud aleph l'chumas meiser. You at least to have 11 for Trumas Meiser. Because again, if you just take 11, it might all be from Tevel, and that wouldn't be good enough. Good. So now we continue. So again, each time though, keep in mind that he's losing money. He's losing some money because he can't get all the money back from the Kohen. Because some of this is for sure Trumas Meiser, and that he can't get paid for. So he gives the Kohen everything and he gets paid for the difference, minus the amount of the Trumas Meiser. Right? In case number 1, it was just a small loss, right? He gives 101 and he gets paid for 100. In this case, he has to give 101 and he only gets paid for 90 because 11 is the Trumas Meiser. Now we have case number three. Case number three. Meya chulin misukanim, meya meiser. So you have chulin misukanim. Our case number one was tevel and chulin. Now we have meiser rishon and chulin. So we have, again, the ultimate that you're going to need is you need from the meiser rishon, from 100 from the meiser rishon, again, you are going to need 10, and you're going to need one from the tevel. I'm sorry, this one isn't tevel. It's chulin and meiser rishon. So all you need is 10. That's your goal here. You need 10 for the trumas meiser because the chulin is patur, and you need 10 for the meiser rishon. So again, what do you do to cover yourself? No tel mea ve'eser. You have to take 110 because 110 guarantees that there'll be at least 10 from the meiser rishon. If you take a 10 or you take 100, it might all be from the chulin, and chulin is not going to help you because chulin is pater mitrumas and meiser. So if you take 110, so then you know you at least have 10 coming from the meiser rishon, and that's what's going to be the trumas meiser. So here, what do? You take 110 and you sell it to the you give it to the kohen, and you could get paid for 100 because you always have to delete the amount of the trumas meiser. Next case, case number four. Case number four has two possibilities. Mea tevel v'tishim meiser. If one has 100 tevel and 90 meiser, so what are you going to need altogether? So you need 10 altogether. Why? Mea tevel, you need 1, right, for the trumas meiser. 90 meiser, what's 10% of that? Is 9. 9 is going to be nine is going to be the trumas meiser because you have 90 meiser rishos. You know, so you need 10 altogether. So in that case, of mea tevel and tisha meiser, you need 10 altogether. 1 to cover the tevel and 9 to cover the meiser rishon. Or tishim tevel ushmonim meiser. So what do you need from there? For the 90 tevel, you need 0.9 because meiser rishon is 9 and trumas meiser is 10% of that. So it's 0.9 of a fig. And shmona meiser, you need just 8, right? 8 is 10% of 80. So then you need 8.9 altogether. So if you take out 9, so that's all you have to take out. The first case, you take out 10, lo hifsid klum. So in these cases, you're not mafsid anything because these cases are covered. You don't have to pay, give anything for a lower price. Why? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Shahare Latevali writes are a chadla chumas meiser. So in the case of 190, so you need for the tevel, you need 1 for chumas meiser. Ula meiser rishon, zorach tes. You need 10 altogether. So you take 10 from the mixture, and here you're covered. Umi manavshach, im meiser ala biyado, if all 10 are from the meiser nicha, that's okay. That works, because then all 10 are going to be chumas meiser. V'yafilu tevel ala biyado, Yud Rishon, Chumas Meiser Alakol. And if you have the Tevel, it's going to be okay. And then you don't lose anything by what you have to give to the Kohen. Zeh Klal, and the Mishnah just generalizes these last two relationships in terms of the 190 and 90 and 80. Kozmancha Tevel Maruba, if the Tevel is going to be more, which the Gemara is going to say, more than by one ninth of the meiser, lo hipsi klum. So then the person who owns these baskets don't lose anything. They can give it to the kohen without having to get paid for less. So this was the Mishnah. So we're talking about meiser rishon. We're talking about trumas meiser. I don't remember if we read this, but the Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah Shin Tzadi Hei and Shin Tzadi Vav talks about meiser rishon and the trumas meiser. That's in Parshas Korach. As we know, when the Matnas Kahuna were reviewed by Moshe, says the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of trumas meiser. Interesting. Trumas meiser, what's the message of trumas meiser? The hashkafa behind it, the shoshei ha-mitzvah. Hakdama, says the Chinuch. Ein safek, ki kol shevet ha-levi, Hivdil Hashem me adas Yisrael avodas atamid. There's no suffix, there's no doubt that Hashem separated Shevet Levi, the whole Shevet, to serve him. To serve him, separated the Shevet out from the entire congregation. V'yamnam, b'Shevet ba'atzmo, but even within the Shevet, nivchar bahem echad, liyos l'kulam, l'rosh u'l'katzin, Ulisar hu vizaro la'olam. But even within that chosen Shevet, there's a chosen group within the chosen Shevet. Hashem chose them to be the heads, l'roshu l'katzin ulisar, to be the heads, the officers, the princes. Vu kodesh mikudash b'Shevet. And they are kodesh mikudash, based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, la'amod l'shareis p'nei Hashem tamid. V'shar kol ha'shevet nitan tachtav l'sayeh ba'avoda. And the rest of the Shevet is given to help him, help the chosen in the work. K'mo shekasuv, v'yomar Hashem el Aharon, ata u'banecho v'yitzavicha itcha tis'u asavon ha'mikdash. Klomar, ki kol ha'shevet yikabel shmiras ha'mikdash. Right, the whole Shevet gets the Shmira. V'yato v'nach etcha tisu azavon kuhunaschem. You'll get klomar she'ikir ha'avoda. Tainu ha'kuhuna aleichem hi. You'll get the ikir, you're chosen, out of chosen. V'ksev basre v'gam zachicha matel levi, Shevet avicha hakrevi lecha yilavo alecha v'yishar sucha. Klomar she'ato ha'ikar v'lohem. And he quotes a number of psukim. V'yalkein, b'yos ha'konim ikir habayis, Ba'avodas Elokeinu, since the Kohanim, the chosen group, is the Ikar Abayis, Zachu b'chavdal and matanos, she'nidnu lemam farsh b'kasov, there's ocha to the 24 matanos kuhuna, that are explained in the psukim, as is written, Chazal list them in Chulin, Kuflam and Gimel, and also in Baba Kama, the 10 in the Mikdash, and 4 in Yerushalayim, and Eser Begvulin. Vishar shivto shehu nivchar imo, l'sayeya al yado, and the rest of the Shevet that was also chosen to help, Zachu gamkein lichyos betova mi b'li yegia im meiser haperish and otlim kol Yisrael. They were zochet to live betova without hard work, with 10% with the meiser rishon that they get from klal Yisrael. Ulaman yedu v'yisboninu, but that so that they know and they understand. Ki kol chelkam betova v'chelak acheyam isibas avoda l'Hashem. Since they're all chelak. Their whole chelek that they get, or that their brethren, the Kohanim, get, is all relating to service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nitztavu laseis mikol ha-sheyitlu b'bnei Yisrael, chelek ha-asiri l'misharsim ha-gdolim. So they themselves have to recognize that they are misharsim to the misharsim ha-gdolim. And therefore they have to give from their ma'aser rishon. Uvechen yitnu alibam kish gvohim aleihem ugvoa me'al l'kulam hu shomer ha-kol yisaleh. By recognizing that there are those above them, so everyone will recognize, even the Kohanim, but especially the Levim too in this context, that there's someone above them too. There keeps going up until you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shomer HaKol Yisaleh. Gam ki yesh bazeh schus v'kavet umalo Levim, levilti yigarash shmam mi mitzvahs meiser b'chelkam b'tvuah. V'al yomru b'neyem zachitem b'tvuah v'anachnu b'mitzvah. Yachshav yemaneh yesh Torah v'yesh kemach. So there's enough for everyone, and everyone gets a portion that they're supposed to receive. Right, remember, as he emphasizes at the end, it's only 10%. 10% of 10% is pretty small. So the Levium will be able to use it. The Minchas Chinuch points out in Shitz Adivav, which is important for our Mishnah that we just read, Shumas Meiser Min HaTorah Eino Tzorach Mukaf Shenamar Mikol Masrosechem. It doesn't need Mukaf. Says the Rambam, Midaraisa, Yisrael, the Balabayisha Torim, right, that discusses, we try to get Mukaf, but the Mukaf might not be needed, and therefore that's why you would be able to take it from what is next to it. That's one thought on the Trumas Meiser. If you look back in the Meiser Rishon, which is also discussed here in our Mishnah, and then we'll get to the Gemara, the Meiser Rishon, I think we quoted this a number of weeks ago, but just to note again the Minchas Chinuch's comment based on the Taz that he likes to quote. The Minchas, we know that the Meiser Rishon is supposed to go to the Levi. It's supposed to go to the Levi. Bizman Ezra, the Gemara talks about that Ezra was upset because none of the Levium came back during Bayesheni, during Shiva Sion, and therefore he decided to give it to the Kohanim. Not that the Yisraelim are going to keep it, but he decided to give it. And really, that's the Machlokas Tanam. Rabbi Kiva holds it only goes to the Levium. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it can also go to the Kohanim, because in 24 places, Kohanim are also called Levium. And the Gemara says that Ezra Kansino, I'm reading the Minchas Chinuch now in Os Tezvav, Shin Sadihe Os Tezvav, that Ezra was Kones the Levim, De Lo Yinu Lahem Rak LeKohanim, Rak LeKohanim. The Rambam's Lashon is Ezra Kanas Es Alavim Bizvano, Shelo Yitznu Lahem, Maisa Rishon, Eli Yinatin LeKohanim, Lefi Shelo Alu Imo LeYerushalayim, because they didn't go to him to Yerushalayim. Vinira Midvarav, and the Minchas Chinuch is one that's Midaik from the Rambam. The Rambam says Ezra Kansino Le Levim Bi Yamav, Bi Yamav. So the diak is shalakanas osam ela biyamav hainu bidoro levad, only in his generation. And the Kesha Mishnah wonders because there are a number of Gemaras that sounds like that even for a later generations he was kones. V'ayin sham shakazel Rabbi Akiva the benatar leleviim lokanas osam ledoro shlo yinatin leleviim raka knasa yeshi yinatin gam lakonim olimishi yirse yitain. Maybe the knas was that to give both. Bizmano, he finds in Lagamri you should only give to the Kohanim. But later generations, it was a little of both. But the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe the Rambam says that because of the Taz. The Taz in Aruch Chaim, Tav Kuf Peches, and Ochaz Rosh Hashanah, and in Yeridei, and Kuf Yud Zayin, has his Yesod of that Dover HaMefurish BaTorah, Ein Yecholim Chachamim La'akar Mishum Siyag. Something that's Mefurish BaTorah, the Chachamim, something that's Mefurish LaHeter BaTorah, the Chachamim don't have the power to uproot and say it's Aser forever. So if they want to limit it, if they want to say when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, don't blow shofar, so that's not uprooting what it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah, blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So you will blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it doesn't fall out on Shabbos. But when it falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. That's not called an Akira Dover Min HaTorah. But, says the Taz, if you would say, well, shofar is a musical instrument, and you can't use musical instruments on Shabbos or Yontif, so any Rosh Hashanah, even if Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, you shouldn't blow shofar because it's a musical instrument. That would be Akira's Davar Min HaTorah, Mefurish. It says in the Torah, blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If you're going to tell me you never should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so that would be an Akira's Davar Shem Mefurish BaTorah, and the Rabbanan do not have the power to do that. Right? There are rules. The Rabbanan can't do whatever they want. There are rules for what the Rabbanan are allowed to do. The Rabbanan are not involved in making takanas for a milsa de la shchicha. That's the Rashi's formulation in Beitza Beis Mabeis. Not only milsa de la shchicha lo gazer bi Rabbanan, they wouldn't, but maybe that they couldn't. That they couldn't, because the Rabbanan only have the authority to make rules that apply to popular cases, common cases, not milsa de la shchicha, or ain't gozer gzera la gzera. That might not just mean the Rabbanan wouldn't make a gzera to a gzera, but that they can't. The Torah gives them the authority to make gzeras to guard the Torah. Also mishmeres l'mishmarti, not mishmeres l'mishmeres, not two steps away. They don't have that authority. So the Rabbanan have limits on their power. So they can't make a gzera l'gzera. They can't make a milsa de la shchicha. They can't make a gzera and say it's a din daraisa. Right, that's the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam says it's an isra bal tosif. Right, they can't make a gzera and say, oh, basar of is a asa d'rabbanan, so that you don't come to eat basar b'chalav. So that's fine. But if they say basar of is a din daraisa, is an isa daraisa, that they're not allowed to do. So again, add to that, they're not allowed, the Taz says, to asar something that is mefurish laheter b'torah. And that is why they can't asar shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and that is why they didn't asar, that's his Tosfos' question, they didn't asar brismila on day 8 on Shabbos, right? Gzera, you might come to carry the knife. Why don't you say that? Because ki'ilu, there's a pasuk that says beferish that you do brismila on Shabbos when day 8 is on Shabbos, right? V'yom ha'shmini yimol basar alasso afilu b'Shabbos. And therefore, if the Torah says beferish, do brismila on Shabbos, the Rabbanan can't say, don't ever do brismila on Shabbos. So, yeah, this is another limit. So maybe, it says in Menachas Chinuch, that's why the Rambam says bizmano. Because it says in the Torah that the Levim get Maaser Rishon. So you can't say that they never get Maaser Rishon, because that would be an Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. Right? Kol Yimei Abaye Sheni Nikra Al Shem Ezra, the whole, all those hundreds of years. V'yemkeim Kan Nami Kras Bezman Ainu Abaye Sheni V'chulu. So that's what he continues. That's Shin Sadihei and Shin Tadivav, one comment on the Maaser, one comment on the Maaser Rishon. So how the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what are you supposed to do? Let's go back to case number 2, where you have 100 tevel and 100 meiser, and 100 meiser. So you have to take off 11 altogether and 101, because you need 1 from the tevel and 10 from the meiser rishon. You need 11. So you see the whole nusach that, you know, there's 101, and you have to give all 101 to the kohen for the price of 90. That was case number 2. So, says the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Omer, Omar, Tzorach, Lahasnos, Velomar. You have to say the following. You have to say this nusach, when you take the 101 and say, im tevel ala biyadi, if I got some tevel, right, if I have some tevel in my hands, right, how much tevel was there? 100, so I have in my hands 101. Im tevel ala biyadi, hu meiser, vim meiser ala biyadi, harayu asui, trumas meiser, that's the nusach that said, that's the tnai that said. In other words, if I have the tevel, he says, in my hand, then I first have to make it Maaser Rishon. You can't make Tevel into Trumas Maaser. First you have to have the status of Maaser Rishon in order to make it then Trumas Maaser. So that's what he means. Im Tevel Ala Biyadi, if I have Tevel in my hand, then Harehu Maaser, the Tevel that I picked up, is first Maaser, is Maaser Rishon, and then it's going to become Trumas Maaser. Vim Maaser Ala Biyadi, if I picked up the Maaser Rishon, then it's already Maaser Rishon, Harehu Asui, Trumas Maaser. So then it is Trumas Maaser. And then I make the Trumas Maaser. Altogether, there is 11 Trumas Maaser in this mixture. That is the Tanai that Rish Lakish says one has to make. Tanaim itself, we know there are many rules of Tanaim, and we assume whenever, often the Gemara talks about Tanai, the Gemara doesn't always flesh out that you use all the rules of Mishpatei HaTanaim, as is described at the end of Maseches Kiddushin in the Mishnayos. But we know there are rules and regulations of making Tanaim learned out from the Tanai B'nei Gona B'nei Ruvain at the end of the Sefer Bamidbar. The Rambam says in Nuchas Ishus, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, there are four Mishpatei HaTanaim. The Eloheinu Arba Dvarim Shel Kol Tanai. She hates Tanai Kafel. You have to have it double. You have to say both formulations. If yes, if this works out, yes, and if it doesn't work out, no, Tanai Kafel. V'shiei Hin Shelo Kodem Olav. You have to say the positive, the yes, the fulfillment before the negative. Again, each one of these is a discussion. What has to be the Hain Kodem Olav in what way? What if I say, if it rains tomorrow, then I won't get married. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, then I do get married. So which is the Hain, which is the Lav? It's a discussion. But whatever you decide is the Hain, that has to be Kodem Lav. V'shiei Tanai Kodem L'Maisa. You have to say the Tanai before the Maisa. If it rains, then, not, I'll get married if. The Tanai has to be before the Maisa. V'shiei Tanai Dover She'ef Shalakaimo. It has to be something possible. V'im Chaser HaTanai Echad Mehen. If the Tanai is Chaser in one of these, Hare HaTanai Batel. The Tanai is Batel. Ki'ilu Ein Sham Tanai Klal. It's ki'ilo, there is no t'nai, ela tehezu mikudeshes o mugureshes. The marriage, the maisa will go through, v'yizkayim ha-mekach v'amatana miyad, and the transaction will work, ki'ilo lo hisna klau, as if there was no t'nai. Ho v'chasar ha-t'nai, echa min ha-arba. So there's four conditions, and if you're missing any of the conditions, so then, any of the conditions to the condition, right, if any of the rules of the condition, so then it's as if you didn't make the t'nai, and it's going to be batel. If you look in the Me'iri in Kiddushin, I think in two places, but the Miri and Kiddushin, here where the Tanaim are discussed, Samach Aleph, the Miri has 10 rules, not just 4. So he adds on, again, not that the Rambam would argue on all of these, but he just counts it differently. Right, Taikon the Maisa, that is number Tnu. And if you have Shilomar Tnu Lahem Im Yavru, Bikima Chikta Maisa, Lo Hikpadal Atnai, El Shomar Derech Ha'ara. Right, Gedolei Mechabrim, he talks about how you define Hain Kodem Olav. Veshlishi hu ashad Allah made mimenu Hain Kodem Olav. Shkola Maktim Es Olav Inu Medaktik B'Lashono. Get all of these rules, this is a big discussion in Tanai. Do all of these rules, I think, Zeres HaKasavs of the Tanai, or all of these show that you're really serious. There's an umdana. You have to go through each one of them. But there's an umdana by each one of them. The Me'iri seems to be saying, in all of these, if you don't say this, you're not medactic about the Tanai. Kodem ha-makpid lios tano kayam. You're not makpid. Shkola rosa lios tano kayam. Makdem mashu kiyum ha-maisa. If you really want it to be fulfilled, then you say the kiyum first. Right? So he goes through each of these in terms of how you... you know, how he understands. And he continues, we're not going to go through all of them. He says, the sixth one, Efsha Lakayim Es HaTanai, right, which the Rambam also said, but he has other ones as well. Shmini, Shiyasne B'davar Sheba La'olam, Chi B'davar Sheish B'Mamish, Asiri Shlo Yehekein Pitpute Mili. Right, it has to be something that sounds serious. He goes through all of the Tanai. A big issue within Tanai is explaining the Yisod that the Rambam just told us. The Rambam says, if you don't fulfill Mishpatei HaTanai, then the Tanai falls away, and the Maisa is Kayam. So Tosfos and the Rashba already ask, Now, why should that be? You make a Tanai and you mess up in the Tanai. So what should you say? The whole thing falls away. So you didn't fulfill the Tanai. You're right. You are Mevatel the Tanai. You didn't fulfill the Tanai. You just made the Tanai wrong. But you only want to get married on Manas that it rains. So I messed up in my Tanai. So is it the Umdana that I really wanted to get married only if it rains? So the whole thing should fall away. Why is it that if I mess up in the Tanai, the Maisa is Kayam and the Tanai is Batel? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos in Ksubis, Daf Nun Vav says, because really the Tanai is a Chiddush. The fact that you could say make a Tanai and affect the Maisa with that Tanai is a Chiddush, because the Maisa is the physical act. What, just because I say words, that should affect whether the Maisa is, has kiyum or not? So because it's a Chiddush, so if you mess up at all in the Tanai, then the Chiddush falls away and the Maisa is kiyum. Right? The way that Rabbi Chanan formulates this, the way that Rabbi Chanan formulates this in Ksubis, in Os, Kuf, Ayin, Gimel, when you make a Tanai, it's not that the Maisa is held in abeyance and it's in limbo and we're trying to figure out whether it's going to kick in or not. Really, the Maisa kicked in. The Maisa kicked in without the Tanai. You're married. The question is, if there is a bittul atznai that's going to uproot the maisa. That's how you look at it. Kivan da maisa atznai, hi maisa shlema, viru'uya mitzar atzma lachula kolofen. The maisa is going to be chal. Shareyim yisula katznai tachul gam im lo yiskayim atznai. Ela shetzirei fel maisa od milsa achrisi. There's a maisa, and then, as the Gemara says in Ksubis, tnai milsa achrisi. Levatel as a maisa im lo yiskayim atznai. Right, and that is a chiddush, and that's what Tosfos means. That ze lo nuchalomer misvara. You don't say that misvara only with bnei gad, based on bnei gad and bnei ruvein. So that's one answer to the question. Tosfos and the Rebbe Chanan's explanation of Tosfos. There's also a Rashba, but we'll see. Basically, we'll get to that next time. Okay, we'll stop here.